Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We are rejoined by my Thursday occasional co-host, Ken Glickman, area arts and entertainment contributor. Ken, you have another guest in studio.
I do, and I'm going to introduce him in just about 2 minutes.
All right.
But this weekend is a big weekend in Lansing. It seems like every weekend there's a lot going on. Pat Metheny is here, who is a big jazz guitarist. Some people would call him a pop guitarist, but he does a wonderful show, and I think he's going to be here on Sunday at the Wharton Center, and that should be great.
Okay.
The Blue Door is concluding their run at the Williamston Theater, which has been getting rave reviews from every place. That is a drama about a black man and what life has meant for him being in a white world, and he is visited by his ancestors through his dreams, sort of asking him what his life has been and why he is where he is. And
sounds it's supposed very to be serious,
very provocative, and very powerful. And I've heard wonderful things about it.
You haven't seen that yet.
I have not. Okay. I've been a little under the weather.
I understand that.
And
we don't want you infecting entire theater audiences.
My wife says, honey, don't cough during this show.
Easier said than done.
Exactly. So I bet I do whatever she says. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we have a visitor because we have an unusual production tomorrow. The Lansing Symphony, which is known for playing Mahler and Sibelius and Shostakovich and everything, is going to do a show called Cirque de la Symphonie. Now, we all know the word cirque from Cirque du Soleil.
Right.
And so we have the guest conductor, who is also the associate conductor of the Grand Rapids Symphony, John Verneau. Did I say that right?
You said it right. Congratulations.
Do I get a dollar for that?
You get a dollar for that.
John,
welcome to the show, John.
Thank you
John
so much.
John is with us in studio today, and we're so happy to have him with us.
It's great to be on a live radio show supporting the community. Thanks, guys.
Well, we took our pulse just before the show. Okay. We're still live, at least as we speak.
Tell us about this unusual.
It is a fantastic show. It's the melding of what you would see at a Cirque show. We're talking about acrobats flying over the orchestra. We're talking about juggling. We're talking about doing the ribbon dance, where you've got a little bit of magic. In addition to that, we've got a wonderful symphony orchestra. The Lansing Symphony is so great. A lot of great players playing wonderful music. I told the violinist last night at our rehearsal that they are playing more notes on this concert than all other pops and family concerts combined for the Lansing
Symphony. Right?
It is phenomenal. It's really hard music. We really show off the orchestra.
Now, are you going to be conducting from a trapeze, is the question?
I'm not conducting from a trapeze. I'm conducting from a podium, but there's no rail in back, so I could
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen.
I have to ask you what the biggest difference is. Maybe it's just size or the market area between the Grand Rapids Symphony and the Lansing Symphony.
You know, this is the dumbest thing. I don't know why orchestras do that, but we rank ourselves on our budgets. It is stupid, but we do. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but that's why the Detroit Symphony is a bigger orchestra than the Grand Rapids Symphony is a bigger orchestra than the Lansing Symphony. It's ranked by budgets. But I want to tell you something. There are phenomenal players in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really phenomenal. Another big difference is how many, quote, full-time players you've got on your staff. And so the Grand Rapids Symphony has got 50 full-time players. That means that we've got them for 8 rehearsals a week.
Right.
There are fewer full-time with the Lansing Symphony. But I want to tell you the difference in terms of what you hear with your ears is minimal.
Are there any that are in both symphonies that would participate with both?
Well, as a matter of fact, I happen to know several of the people in the Lansing Symphony because they will come up and sub in the Grand Rapids Symphony or vice versa. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I was talking to Jack about all the orchestras in Michigan, and there's really a tremendous amount.
Yeah.
Ann Arbor and Flint and Jackson and Battle Creek and
Kalamazoo and Muskegon and Holland and Grand Rapids and Traverse City and Detroit.
And there's a lot of these freelancers that just go from one to the other to the other.
Yeah.
But the Grand Rapids Symphony.
We've got about 50 full-time players.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. And two full-time conductors.
And coming up and making the transition to a different group of musicians, how difficult is that?
It's easy. I want to tell you it's easy. I get on the podium, and down goes the baton, and they're playing just like just like what they're supposed to be doing. So it was easy. I had a great time with the orchestra last night. They're so wonderful to work with. I have another story to tell about Lansing Symphony. Their sitting concertmaster, David Lamsey, played in the Grand Rapids Youth Symphony under me.
Wow.
About,
is that right?
That's right. And their...
You don't look old enough.
And their principal bass player, Aaron Tenney, played in the Grand Rapids Youth Symphony under, when I was conducting. And there is, yeah, and their piccolo player, Lauren Gross, she played in the Grand Rapids Youth Symphony. So I feel like a dad
and
to some of
these
people.
And how long have you been conducting?
I have been with the Grand Rapids Symphony for 26 years.
Started when he was 8, ladies.
I started when I was 8.
I would say so, yeah. That's the only possible.
But guys, I just want to emphasize, I'm here conducting the Lansing Symphony. I am promoting the Lansing Symphony. It is a great, great organization. I saw this show last year. I was the backup conductor when we did it in Grand Rapids. And I was over the top excited.
Tell us about the music. What music is in the show?
Well, you know, we do a lot. We did a little Bizet. We do some Tchaikovsky waltzes. We do some Dvorak. It's what used to be called the light classics. It's what you used to hear the Boston Pops do for the first third of their show. And so that's what you get to hear, all really kind of fast music and lively. We do have one piece by John Williams from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Rimsky-Korsakov, Scheherazade, Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake.
Everybody's favorites.
Everybody's favorites.
Yeah. And how many performers, acrobats, are there?
Non-musical performers? This show has got four of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. They all have Russian names except for one of them. Christine Van
Courtney
Loo.
Courtney Milbrook was right?
Christine Van Loo, who is from Holland, Michigan.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a Western Michigan name to me.
I sat next to her grandma last year.
Oh,
she
wonderful.
Turned over to me and says, that person up there way up high, she's my granddaughter.
What a fun concept, though, combining Cirque du Soleil with the symphony orchestra. And if you have seen Cirque done right, if you've ever gone to Vegas and had a chance to see a show, a Vegas Cirque du Soleil show, you will not forget it. And I imagine that a lot of the same unforgettable aspects will be
here. It's absolutely unforgettable. And I just want to emphasize that in addition to seeing everything going on and amazing and marveling at the fact that these people are flying over an orchestra, the orchestra itself is doing its own acrobatics with
the music. I never like to see the orchestra in the pit. And see all. I want to see the orchestra.
Yeah,
too.
We're doing it. We're
so
doing it.
So this is just a great concept.
You can go to LansingSymphony.org to get tickets. You can call them up at 487-5001.
Mm-hmm. John, thanks so much for joining us. I really
thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. All right, we'll have to have him back on, Ken. This guy's really good.
We'll do it.
All right, and we will see you next Monday for our Get a Job segment. Ken Glickman does a great job with that as well. We'll be right back with our final segment, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.